Why did you separate me from the earth? Oh my God, why did you separate me from the earth?
I think it's safe to say that there's no voice in music quite like the artist who used to go by Anthony, of Anthony and the Johnsons. For 15 years, she's been challenging the definition of what pop music could be, with a sound that was orchestral and a voice that was operatic in its ability to turn pain into beauty. Her new album is called Hopelessness, and it's a departure in many ways. For one thing, Anthony now goes by the name Anoni, and it's a dance album, or at least it borrows a lot from contemporary dance music, to tell her stories about drone bombing, political despair, and environmental devastation. She came in to speak with the New Yorker's nightlife editor, Matt Tramiel.
You know, in my past work, I spent a lot of time grieving around eco-collapse and positioning myself as a pastoral victim of eco-collapse. But there's this giant chasm of disparity between who I imagine myself to be in all my best intentions, and that's the person I humor, is me. And then there's this inkling I have of the person I actually am in the reality of my footprint on this planet and the way I actually affect the rest of creation. I wanna hear the dogs crying for water. I wanna see the fish go belly up in the sea. And all those tiny creatures, I want to see them burn. It's only 4 degrees.
So I get the sense that in this moment you're being more honest with yourself than you ever have before. This is the first album that you've released under the name Anoni. Do you see that as a political act? Do you see that as an act of identity, or is that, you know?
Well, it's a more personal. It's a little more interior. That was just a happy accident because, you know, it wasn't that I was being more honest. I simply wasn't there yet in terms of wanting to create like a formal name or like a spirit name that would hold a formal space around me that recognized my trans identity. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always talked about myself as transgendered. I've never been shy about that. My whole life has been lived in that way. I've never not been transgendered. Right. It's not like I have the wife and five kids and I'm just trying on a girdle and bra now in my late 60s. But in fact, I never wear a girdle and bra. Mm-hmm. It's much, for me, transgender is more, it's a spiritual condition for me. That's how I understand it.
Yeah.
And for me, it was identified for me long before I really knew what I was dealing with. You know, it's just the community identified me, identified my difference, identified my variance.
As in you looked around and saw that
No, they were telling me, you are not, you are not as the others.
Huh.
You know, you're with the women, you're not. Trans is an interesting minority experience because with a trans experience, you might have more in common with another trans person in Bangladesh than you would with your own sister.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because the hate could be so intense.
Yeah. Did you personally experience anything close to that with your family?
Yeah. Vigorously.
Yeah.
You know, which is normal for my generation. You know, it's not holding anyone to blame. I love my family and I have a pretty good relationship with them, but I had to learn to navigate unsafe environments, as many people do.
Mm-hmm. I think it's
survive.
Yeah. I think it's a common experience when you feel that level of vulnerability to go from feeling victimized to feeling empowered in a way.
I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for what I got.
Yeah.
I mean, I got so lucky. You know, I'm a transgender person that got a platform that's on the radio.
Well, I think you're also incredibly talented, and that is a bit undeniable.
Bach. We're all talented.
I don't have your voice.
I don't have your whatever. You know, it's like,
no, I understand.
And anyway, it's like this whole joke that, you know, only three people can sing. That's just another scam.
Hmm.
If there's one thing that I have that I would actually count as an actual skill set, it was my inability to endure the humiliation and shame necessary to push through my self-censorship and continue forward with my truth. That's it. The only thing it really took was courage to continue acting in the face of incredible discomfort.
Anoni, thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time to come and talk. This was awesome.
Hope I didn't like scare you away from the record.
I'm absolutely horrified, but it's great. It's
you
awesome.
Are?
No, I'm kidding. Countryside, under the streets.
Suck the marrow out of a bone. Inject me with chemotherapy.
Anoni, formerly known as Anthony Hegarty, talking with Matt Trammell of The New Yorker. Her new album is called Hopelessness.